local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Hour number two, 4th of July edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you're perhaps heading downtown to some fireworks, either in Pensacola or Milton, enjoying some outdoor barbecue or grilling some hot dogs, hamburgers, whatever it is that you're doing, we appreciate you tuning in and making us at least part of your day. Last hour, we learned that Austin had never heard of the Carl Lewis rendition of the national anthem. We are spending quite a bit of time today just really just bantering about the 4th of July. What are some of our favorite songs, traditions, foods, whatever it is that, you know, we think about on this holiday. And of course, one of the things that we have to, we don't have to, but I enjoy, is hearing both very, very good renditions of the national anthem, as well as not so good.
Yeah.
So last hour, towards the end, we played both the Carl Lewis national anthem, as well as in my and Austin and perhaps everyone's gold standard for the national anthem was Whitney Houston's performance in the lead up to Super Bowl 21. So we played both of those.
Super Bowl 25.
Super Bowl 25. My apologies. You had not heard of the Carl Lewis rendition, so it got me to thinking, what other renditions of bad national anthems have you not heard of? So I went, did some digging, and
I know a couple.
Recalling. Yeah, you probably know at least one of the two that I have lined up for you here. The first one, which was actually, according to one publication that I was looking at, ranked the dead worst
Fergie
national anthem. It was not Fergie, but I do have that one as well.
Of course.
Now, let me preface this, because in my opinion, the worst rendition of the national anthem that I've ever heard in my life was Roseanne Barr.
Oh, that was another big one.
But
yeah.
I will not play that one.
Why not?
Because it offends me.
Oh, it offends you? It offended a lot of people.
It offends me because there's a difference, because, you know, there's renditions of the national of the bad national anthem that we can play and we can poke fun at.
Because they sang it bad by accident.
They sang bad by accident. Like, I really believe deep down that Carl Lewis was doing his best.
Ugh.
And, it, you know, just, why,
just
are we,
enough.
Why are we letting athletes sing the national anthem? And then, of course, there's the pop stars and other people that try their best, or they try way too hard, and then it just goes terribly. To me, that's fair game. But when you intentionally do what Roseanne did in the national anthem, I won't play it.
Yeah.
I won't play it, because it's just
a ploy
offensive
for attention.
To me. It's repulsive.
Yeah.
But
she did like the spit after.
Yeah, remember? And she was just doing all this stuff, and it's just like, so no, I'm not going to play that. If
I
you
forgot
know,
about that one.
Yeah, yeah. But here is one that was from 2008. It was in the lead up to a Dallas Cowboys game.
I may know this one.
This was, I did not remember this, but a young up-and-coming at the time pop star by the name of Kat DeLuna.
Oh. No, I don't
she
know
performed the national anthem, and frankly, this kind of did her in as far as any career prospects go. Here was her rendition towards the end of it. Yeah. Oh yeah. So
okay.
Just the yeah. So that's just trying way too hard.
That, as you said, that is trying to really wow the crowd.
And
my dad hates that. My dad hates it when you use the song as a ploy to like really stand out, really pop.
Yeah.
You know, like it's not a moment for you to flex your vocals. It's a moment for you to just do the song right.
Right.
I mean, oh my
And
goodness.
Speaking of doing the song right, here was Fergie.
Banner, yeah, way, yeah.
you clapping for?
For the land of the free. And the home of the brave.
Yeah. And then, of course, that is famous for the camera panning over to Draymond Green, who is obviously completely unaware that he is
being filmed on camera.
Yeah. Just, you know, all right, so this is terrible. Yeah. And
Sounded like she was doing like some Marilyn Monroe impressions here and there.
So it's a couple more of our worst renditions. You've heard of course, of the Fergie one. Had you heard of the Cat DeLuna?
No, I had not heard that one.
So coming up later on this hour, we will sprinkle in some good versions to clean our ears out collectively together. Looking at today's top three stories on this July 4th, President Biden has an upcoming interview with ABC. It'll air tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Central Time. Last night, he did an interview for a Milwaukee radio station.
I had a bad night. And the fact of the matter is that, I screwed up. I made a mistake. That's 90 minutes on stage. Look at what I've done in 3.5 years.
The show host Earl Ingram says he did not get the impression that Biden is ready to throw in the towel and give up on the Democratic nomination. Today, Hurricane Beryl, now a Cat 2 storm. The National Hurricane Center says it has winds of 110 miles an hour as it now heads towards Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. It's expected to make landfall there. Could affect southern Texas by Monday as it moves back out over the southwestern Gulf tomorrow night. And a fast-moving wildfire forcing thousands to evacuate in Northern California. Authorities say the Thompson Fire started Tuesday and has since burned nearly 3,600 acres of forest near the town of Oroville. As of last night, it was only 7% contained, about 26,000 people forced to evacuate. Austin, anything on the roads right now?
Well, let's see. For starters, my bad. I was just too busy reliving the trauma of what our ears were hearing earlier. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Over the course of the last hour, we were just dealing with some stuff on the beaches. That appears to still be the case now. We've got some pretty heavy backups if you're trying to get onto Navarre Beach, and we've got some pretty heavy ones if you're trying to get on or off of Pensacola Beach. And now we do have some backups developing on Caroline Street or Highway 90. This is if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Outside of those few spots, there's not a lot going on.
All right. Looking at the weather, we're sitting at 89 degrees right now. Heat index 93, so it is gradually getting a little bit less warm out. Heat advisory remains in effect until 7 o'clock. Overnight low 78, and tomorrow high 92. Thunderstorms likely with a 70% chance. Taking a look at some of our quick local headlines here. Family members planning a funeral for 70-year-old Myra Hayes, the victim of a drive-by shooting. She was confirmed dead from her injuries yesterday. Channel 3 talked with Tanel Narcisse, who is the great niece of Myra.
She was just open arms. Anything, bring it to me. Put it on my lap. I'm going to take care of it for you. Don't you worry about it. I got it. All the kids love Auntie Mara.
And Myra was sitting on her porch just after 6 o'clock on June 24th. That was last Monday when she was shot in the neck. Then again yesterday, dying from her injuries. The charges against two of the suspects upgraded to first-degree premeditated murder in the case there. Just a tragic story all the way around. Blue Angel number 5, of course, as we're looking forward to next week's Pensacola Beach Air Show. A bit of a snag during last week's performance. Blue Angel number 5 was struck by a seagull during the air show, and Fat Albert had to make an unplanned trip back home to retrieve parts for the repairs and then go back up to the National Cherry Festival air show in Michigan. They were able to get back in time to perform with the Blues at the end of their performance. And number five was also able to get back in on the act there. So, you know, we talk about the Blue Angels. And, of course, it is natural, I think, it's certainly for me, where everybody thinks Blue Angels. When they hear that, they think, oh, it's the Six Jets. But right. There's such a bigger team and collective body that is a part of the demonstration squadron. And you see it in action there where you have the C-130 pilots that are making a trip down to, back here to Pensacola to retrieve parts so that the maintenance technicians that are on scene with the team can get number five back in the air. A good example there of teamwork. 5:18, we'll take a break there. Look at our state national news coming up next on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
As you celebrate Independence Day, be sure to take time to read over Thomas Jefferson's Declaration of Independence. Jefferson was only 33 years old when he drafted one of the most well-written and formative documents of our nation's history. 56 signers tenaciously declared their independence from the tyranny of King George, all the while maintaining their dependence on God, the King of Kings. Jefferson wrote, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights." Jefferson is saying that all persons are guaranteed certain rights by virtue of their personhood, not by government decree. As you celebrate Independence Day, reflect on the courage of our founding fathers, but also reflect on our Creator. Praise Him for His divine providence and His provision of our unalienable rights.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
How long could your business function without email? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Three Gulf Coast businesses had their email shut down for 2 days because one employee clicked a spam email link. Be suspicious of any unsolicited email offers, especially if they are too good to be true. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
Stop by their Pensacola showroom to see their products in action.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 and Pensacola State College is proud to air the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra's Symphony Sparks and Stars, Thursday, July 4th. Heard live at the Hunter Amphitheater at Community Maritime Park. This free outdoor concert presented by Peter Bougier will honor the United States Armed Forces and feature a mix of patriotic music and popular favorites. The symphony starts at 7:30 and ends at 9 with the 4th of July fireworks and can be heard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel this so paper thin?
You seem like you're deep in thought. What's that about?
I'm waiting for...
Waiting for the chorus?
I'm waiting for the connection.
Yeah, do you know what song this is?
It's Firework.
Bingo.
So, I just was not expecting when we talked about...
She just said 4th of July.
Okay. Like I said, it was just not on the short list of songs that I had pegged for today. But who was that, by the way?
Katy Perry.
That's right.
That was a big song back in the
day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Ugh. Yes. Okay. I'm with you now. It just took me a while to get there.
Yeah. There are some of these. If that one threw you off, there are some of these that just may not make the connection. But they're like, they have to do with like American, or it says something to do with America.
I gotcha. If you have a patriotic favorite that you would like to hear in the bumper songs, we can. Cue those up, 850-437-1620. Talking national anthems, some of the greatest, worst renditions, performances of them. Earlier this hour, we played a couple of our not-so-favorites. It was Fergie and Cat DeLuna, I think,
that was
2008 Dallas Cowboys game. Now for, if not the best, probably the most studied, certainly one of the most impactful, and...
Is this the same one that a texter said earlier?
I don't know.
A texter did say, they said Whitney Houston, and they said another one.
I didn't see the other one.
It was. Are you talking about the one that was before Super Bowl 57?
Oh, no, I'm not. No. This is a nonverbal rendition.
Oh, a guitar?
A guitar.
Yeah.
1969 Woodstock.
Wow.
Jimi Hendrix. Have you heard this?
I think I have. Oh, wait a minute. You know what? We may have that as an opportunity for a bumper song. I'm not sure. I'd have to check our song bank.
I'm about to play it. So.
Well, it doesn't matter now. But yeah, go ahead.
We'll play it right after traffic and weather.
Oh, very smart. All right. Let's see. Looking at the traffic here, obviously, there hasn't been much going on. We still have some backups if you're trying to get on or off of Pensacola Beach. And the same can be said with Navarre Beach, especially if you're trying to get on. Outside of those two bridges, though, and Caroline Street, if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, there doesn't appear to be too much going on.
All right. Weather forecast looks pretty good for the fireworks. There are just, a couple pop-up small rain cells moving through here, but nothing that'll keep you away from enjoying fireworks tonight for sure. Sitting at 86 degrees right now. Heat index coming down a little bit as well, 93 degrees. So the first time I heard this, and I really haven't heard it much since then, but eighth grade, Dr. Hernandez's science or social studies history class, my favorite teacher of all time, Dr. Hernandez.
Really?
All right. He played football at Notre Dame, so that was cool.
What was his name?
Dr. Hernandez.
Okay, we're looking.
And that was a big part of connection. I was a big sports guy, and of course, he was like, oh wow, he played football in Notre Dame, but he was so smart, and he played this because he's a kid of this era, the Vietnam and the 60s and everything, and so
yeah,
he played this for the class with no really no introduction. We were talking about Woodstock, and he was telling us about who Jimi Hendrix was and talked about it, but he really didn't give any sort of insight into the playing of this version of the national anthem, because he wanted to know just our thoughts on it. And the first time I heard it, I was like, oh, wow, that was kind of offensive, because, we were talking last segment about how it really seemed like he was trying to do way too much, and it just... sounded terrible. It's like, what is all this? I'm a pretty straightforward guy when it comes to music, right? But then he goes kind of through it section by section and explains, okay, so remember what was going on at this time and how this was right in the middle of Vietnam, and he's talking through the imagery of the sounds that he is performing while the national anthem's going on, talk about the bombs, the screams and everything, and how it was a political statement that was being made with a guitar. And then he played it again, and then it made sense. It made all the sense in the world of why it sounded like this. So here's a little bit of Jimi Hendrix rendition of the Star Spangled Banner at Woodstock. All right, so Austin, you're laughing right now.
Because I didn't expect any of that.
Okay. So you haven't heard this?
No, okay. No. I thought, I knew we had an instrumental of Jimi Hendrix that was one familiar song on our song bank. It was Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, that's not it.
Yeah, obviously
so
not.
So you were on the phone, so you missed a lot of what I was talking about.
I think I heard what you were saying. He played it for you once, and then before he played it for you a second time, he talked about like the meaning behind
so within,
the emotion.
Within the... In the song and like what you just heard there, you know, he's talking about the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air.
Right.
He is imitating with the guitar bombs being dropped and screams, like human screams when the bombs are being dropped.
Right.
And so he's painting the picture through his guitar of it's an anti-war demonstration is what it is.
Expectedly, yes.
And so... but that's the first time you've heard that as well. So
and
with
it
that,
was overwhelming.
Yeah. So with that, now you would understand that a lot more of why he's doing what he's doing.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. It's
But again, some people love it and they think, oh, it's just a masterful.
It's artistic expression.
Exactly.
But then
and
some
then
people
others
are like,
going to be like,
it's
you know,
not meant for that.
Right.
Yeah. So no, I get it.
It's definitely polarizing, but definitely an important part of our music history there, especially with the national anthem.
Oh, for sure.
All right, 5:30. We'll get caught up on some headlines and more 4th of July conversation. 850-437-1620 is the text line on Pensacola right now.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. Hearing from California Governor Gavin Newsom spending the 4th of July in Michigan to promote President Biden's reelection campaign. The California Democrat says yesterday's meeting between the president and Democratic governors from around the country went well.
First words out of his mouth when we sat down was, I'm in. And there was a round of applause. By the governors that were in attendance and the governors on the Zoom. So it was a very good meeting.
Well, some congressional Democrats are calling for President Biden to pull out of November's election following his performance during the CNN presidential debate. Florida Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna tells Fox News she believes Mr. Biden doesn't look mentally capable of pulling office anymore.
I think Republicans realize that, again, we need to just continue to focus on messaging and showing the American people that we have a solution to this problem and we can fix a lot of what the Biden administration has done to the American people. But that's going to require really getting President Trump reelected.
America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Some people could find themselves wrangling with summer travel bills well after Labor Day. More than one-third of summer vacationers say they are willing to take on debt to pay for travel. That is according to a March 2024 report from Bankrate. About a quarter said they intend to use a credit card and to pay for the vacation over multiple billing cycles. Millennials and Generation Z are the demographic most likely to go into debt for travel and other experiences. The FDA has approved Eli Lilly's Alzheimer drug, donanemab, expanding the limited treatment options for the mind-wasting disease. This treatment is not a cure, but instead is meant to slow the progress of the disease. The agency has approved the treatment, which will be sold under the brand name Kisunla for adults in early stages of the illness. Nearly 7 million Americans have the condition, and it is the fifth leading cause of death for adults over 65. The stock market is closed for the holiday today and will reopen tomorrow. That's Your Money Now.
This is Mark Melusis with a Sports Minute. The NHL offseason already underway. The draft free agency for Rangers president GM Chris Drury. It has been a quiet start. The Rangers won 55 games during the regular season and a President's Trophy, but failed to get past the Eastern Conference Final. It is a salary cap world, and he has so far failed to move captain defenseman Jacob Trouba and his $8 million salary. There is certainly work to do. I'm Mark Melusis.
Around here at Wrangler, we are all excited for spring. The longer days, the warmer nights. When you've got your pick of shorts and jeans, either works just fine. Blue skies, open roads. Wrangler, for the ride of life.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Around here at Wrangler, we are all excited for spring. The longer days, the warmer nights. When you've got your pick of shorts and jeans, either works just fine. Blue skies, open roads. Wrangler, for the ride of life.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance, so when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Do you know why this song is significant?
It's American Woman, isn't it?
There you go. Lenny Kravitz is American Woman. I think this is just the instrumental. We had a couple of versions of this.
Oh, do you need the vocals?
No. I do not need the vocals. I'm fine, sir. Thank you. I've heard enough singing, both good and bad, today so far, and I know we've got more to come. Okay. Just wanted to make sure, because as I said, some of these songs, they may not sound like you're America. It may not sound like that, but It has to do with America in some fashion. All right, make some reference. Just past 5:35 here, just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, by the way. Looking at the roads, we've still got some very heavy backups if you are trying to get on and off of both Pensacola Beach and Navarre Beach. And we still got some decent backups if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Outside of that, there's not a ton going on.
Yeah, and weather looks pretty good as well. Mostly cloudy right now, but should not be any dampening on the fireworks later on tonight, as there's just a couple of pop-up cells here and there, but things looking pretty good. Overnight, 78 for a low. Right now, about 86 degrees. Heat index coming down a little bit as well, 93. Tomorrow, high of 92 with a 70% chance of thunderstorms mixed in with some sun and clouds. All right, quickly running down here some of our state and national news. The personal health information of scores of Floridians may be in the hands of hackers. The Tampa Bay Times reports that a notorious ransomware group called the Ransom Hub claims it breached the Florida Department of Health, gaining access to a large amount of sensitive data. The group says in a dark web post it will release 100 gigabytes of department data unless it is paid an undisclosed amount of money by Friday.
And a new national poll out of Florida shows a split amongst Democratic voters on whether President Biden should remain in the office for re-election, or in the race, rather, for re-election. According to the Florida Atlantic University survey, nearly half, or 45%, think Biden should be replaced with another Democrat, with 40% supporting Biden as the party's nominee. The poll was conducted last weekend after Biden's shaky June 27th debate performance.
Almost the entire state of Florida today under a heat advisory. The reason, according to Derek Whitelick with the National Weather Service, is that high pressure is suppressing wind and showers during the hottest part of the day.
We have this ridge of high pressure that is kind of dominating across the southern U.S., and that tends to lead to hotter and sometimes drier conditions.
Only a few counties around Jacksonville not included in the advisories.
And Were you going to go to national?
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Starting with our national headlines, totally my idea. Joe had nothing to do with it. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer being asked by the president of the State Corrections Organization Union to send in the National Guard to help them run the prisons. Brian Osborne says officers are forced to work mandatory 16-hour overtime shifts in understaffed prisons and writes, quote, "None of your other state employees are being subjected to these conditions," end quote. Osborne says prisons are very dangerous for the workers and they need immediate help.
Closing arguments will start Monday in the Bob Menendez corruption trial, with New Jersey's senior senator not taking the witness stand in his defense. He is projecting confidence, though, saying that from his perspective, the government has failed to prove every aspect of the case. He is charged with accepting hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash and gold bars to help New Jersey businessmen secure deals with Egypt and Qatar, and in one case, to stop a criminal investigation.
President Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today as talks of a ceasefire deal between the country and Hamas continue. Lisa Carton has more.
The call comes as Israel and Hamas could agree to the framework of a deal. The call was focused on the details and the release of the hostages. The White House said Vice President Harris was also on the call. I'm Lisa Carton.
All right. Thank you, Lisa. 540 here at News Radio Pensacola. Before we continue on with our sports headlines, we did have a few texts on this one, and you mentioned it earlier. Chris Stapleton, he was at – it was Super Bowl, what, 57?
Yeah, it was because it was before Chiefs and Eagles.
Chiefs and Eagles, so that was 2 years ago.
One of the most iconic shots is him – Nick Sirianni heading to the Eagles crying.
That's right. So here is that portion of that.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we walked, were so gallantly streaming, and rushing.
Super Bowl 57, and I believe the I'm not sure if that's the Thunderbirds that were flying over there. You talked about Coach Nick Sirianni crying there in the on that. It reminds me of, it was Super Bowl 50, the Broncos taking on the Panthers, Cam Newton's MVP year.
Yeah.
And that was when the 49ers just opened their stadium. It was out in Santa Clara. The Blue Angels flew over that year.
I think I remember that.
And it was no Sean Moreno, a running back for the Broncos, who had just like the thickest tears ever.
Wait, I remember that.
Yeah.
But didn't they debate whether or not that was tears or if it was like a solution in his eye?
I don't know. But it was during the national anthem. It was pregame of the Super Bowl, so I'm assuming it was tears. But just like, I mean, crocodile tears were just coming down.
Well, crocodile tears implies fake. Those were very real, or too real.
But they were very literal, real crocodile tears. Yes. I'll say that. 543 there. Yeah, I can keep them coming in again. Patriotic bumper music, if you there's anything you want to hear, 850-437-1620.
I will say, I want to cut you off since we're on that topic. A woman called earlier. You said I was on the phone earlier. I was.
Yeah.
She was like, okay, I have a patriotic song bumper. And I'm like, okay, what is it? And she's like, shoot, I forgot. And then she hung up and She never called back.
All right.
So,
cool.
Young lady, if you're listening.
If you remember.
Yeah.
850-437-1620.
That's the text line, by the way. She called.
Okay. So
she goes by her own rules.
Yeah.
All right. Carrying on with some sports headlines here. The Golden State Warriors trying to gain back some of the veteran experience they've lost by signing Buddy Hield on a sign-and-trade deal with the Philadelphia 76ers. The 31-year-old Hield was sent to Golden State, where he's guaranteed $21 million over 2 years. Hield averaged just over 12 points per game in Philly last season, so it's not quite going to make up for the loss of a prime Klay Thompson, but whatever. Also in the MLB, we've got the starters for the 2024 All-Star Game. Now, I'm going to read American League this time because All they've right. got more, at the very least, assimilated names, if not full-on American. The American League squad starters are Yordan Alvarez, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Gunnar Henderson, Aaron Judge, Stephen Kwan, Jose Ramirez, those two, Cleveland Guardians, absolutely, Adley Rutschman, and Juan Soto. And Joe, what's the NL looking like?
In the National League, we have three Phillies, Bryce Harper, Trey Turner, and Alec Baum, and then also William Contreras, Ketel Marte, Shohei Ohtani, Jurickson Profar, Fernando Tatis Jr., and Christian Yelich.
Very nice. It says reserves will be announced on Sunday, and the game will be played on July 16th in Arlington, Texas.
If I may, get on my soapbox just for a moment, because I do this on an annual basis, around the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. Number one, I believe it to be the best All-Star Game. Number one. Number two, it needs to go back to when each of the players in the All-Star Game are wearing their own team jerseys.
Yes. No, I agree with that. I like that. It's the same thing with like the Senior Bowl when they wear like their own helmets or whatever. Yeah. Like, I like that affiliation. Yeah.
It is so much better. It looks so much crisper when you've got all of the whites, home whites for the players, and then the road grays with the different team hats. It just looks so good. But apparently people buy those All-Star Game jerseys, so it's not going to stop, but it's a sad part of the All-Star Game. All right, I'm off my soapbox. Please continue.
Carrying on with MLB news here, we got a few local games. We've got Braves versus Giants at 6:20. That game's going to be getting underway in about, 35 minutes, 40. And then we got Rays at Royals at 7:10. And as far as what's already happened today, the Marlins fell to the Red Sox in quite a game, went to 12 innings. 6-5 was the final there, but the Marlins just barely lost, so that's kind of a bummer. As for the NFL, we got good news for Cowboys fans for once. Star quarterback Dak Prescott out of his walking boot. Concerns came after Prescott was seen in a photo wearing the boot while on vacation, and neither the exact time of the photo nor the cause of the injury has yet been confirmed. But it appears he will be good to go for Dallas's first training camp practice in just a few weeks. Prescott led the NFL in passing touchdowns this last season, 36 in the regular season. I think it was 39 when you include their wild card loss. But either way, great season for him. And if he can just stay healthy and stay consistent, I think the Cowboys could be pretty good. What do you think?
Could be. They have a mess to sort out, though, with the contract situations of not only Dak Prescott, but CeeDee Lamb and Micah Parsons. We'll see if they're able to get all of them done.
They've been one of the deeper teams in the NFL. They just haven't been able to get anything done for whatever reason. Yeah. And then lastly, here we got day four at Wimbledon. On the men's side, we got Novak Djokovic. He defeated Jacob Fairley in four sets. American 14 seed Ben Shelton won in five sets to advance to round three. And on the women's side, we had the American 12 seed Madison Keys. She advanced to the third round after winning in straight sets. But unfortunately, American 5 seed Jessica Pegula, lost in three sets there.
All right. Health business. Traffic and weather. Anything going on?
Oh, yeah. We were really late to that. Sorry. Looking at the bridges here, once again, it's just Pensacola Beach, Navarre Beach, and maybe a little bit on Caroline Street if you're coming over Blackwater River. Outside of that, there's not a lot.
That, of course, you've got the 4th of July celebrations going on at downtown Milton.
So, oh, yes, yeah. Yes. Be on the lookout for that.
Rocket carrying weather. 86 degrees right now, heat index 93, overnight 78 for a low, and thunderstorms likely tomorrow, 70% chance. Mixed with sun and clouds, high of 92 for your Friday. A rocket carrying nanosatellites is heading to space. The Firefly Alpha mission was pushed back twice this week and finally lifted off last night from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. The Noise of Summer mission is carrying dozens of small handheld satellites called CubeSats that'll conduct scientific research in low Earth orbit.
Very nice. And Airbnb is trying to keep wild 4th of July parties from being booked through its website. Michael Kastner has more.
The company's cracking down on unauthorized parties for the holiday, saying it's eyeing one-night and two-night reservations as potential problems. Airbnb says it's reached out to numerous law enforcement agencies across the country to help quell any massive parties that could break out and cause issues. I'm Michael Kastner.
All right. Thank you, Michael. We had the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest on Coney Island today. No Joey Chestnut. Patrick Bertolelli, Bertoletti, the winner, with 58 hot dogs and buns, chowed down in 10 minutes. Second place went to 49-year-old Jeffrey Esper of Massachusetts. He got 53 down, and then third place was 52. The women's champ, Mickey Sudo, the 10th time she's won, beating her own record, wolfing down 51 hot dogs. But the big question, of course, Austin, is with no Joey Chestnut in the field, because he was not allowed to participate, I guess, because of a contractual reason. Is there an asterisk on it, or is it a valid title in your mind?
Well, officially it's valid. I think, you know, the what's it called? The jury that is public opinion, or what is it? Court of public opinion.
Yeah.
Whatever. You get what I'm trying to say. They're going to put an asterisk next to it because, I mean, I told you, Joey Chestnut has won how many in a row?
I think from 2011 to 2023. So what's that, 12?
Yeah, over a decade.
And by the way, none of like the total 58 would not have beaten Joey in any year. So.
Exactly. So when you consider all of that, and he was in Fort Bliss, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where he was.
I think I said Fort Bragg, but yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that last hour. But anyway, no one touched his record. No one touched a winning score that he would have had. And it just so happens to be his only year that he's not in it. I mean, it's a realistic assumption that if he were there, he would have won. Logic stats dictate that.
Yes.
So, yeah, I don't know. People are going to put an asterisk next to it for sure. Despicable Me 4 brought in $27 million yesterday in its first day in theaters. The film is projected to make $120 million over the first 5-day holiday, or over this 5-day, my goodness, 5-day holiday period. Globally, it's expected to get near $200 million by Sunday. Meanwhile, A24 Films' Maxine is projected to finish somewhere in the single-digit millions after it opens on Friday.
All right. 551, taking a break there. We got some wacky stories, good news, and I have a question. Austin, is there a right way or a wrong way to eat a hot dog?
Oh, I'm sure.
Do you have an answer for
yes.
me? We'll find out in just a moment on Pensacola Right Now.
It's hurricane season, and when a storm threatens our region, News Radio Pensacola has complete around-the-clock coverage you can count on. Our award-winning news team will be tracking the storm's every move, providing regular updates on the storm's path, intensity, and potential impacts. You can listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This hurricane information is brought to you by DeFranco Gas. Get your home or business storm ready. Install or maintain your generator with DeFranco Gas. DeFranco Gas does all things gas.
Join Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Robbie will be sharing his years of expertise on cycling, how to select your perfect bike, best maintenance practices, on and off-road safety, plus the accessories you may need to provide you with the best overall biking experience. Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Sometimes a family needs a little help to deal with life stresses. You can contribute to happy, healthy childhoods with a few simple steps. Notice families under stress. Offer a helping hand. Give your time. Talk about healthy child development. Connect a family with resources. Contributing to a great childhood can be as easy as being a good neighbor. For more, preventchildabusefl.org. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Do you know the significance of this song? What it has to do with July 4th, perhaps, or the country?
Something in America.
Kids in America. That's the name of the song.
All right. By the way, I do have a special request. I know it's not Friday.
Okay.
But.
Oh, I know why you're asking.
Yes.
Yes. All right. You don't even have to say it.
I got you. We're on the same page. We're on the same wavelength there.
There you go.
By the way, we have an update on the Joey Chestnut contest.
Really?
So he, as we mentioned last segment, he was at Fort Bliss competing against soldiers in a five-minute hot dog eating contest.
How much did he get?
All right. So just to – you don't know the answer to this.
No, I do not.
All right. So last segment, we talked about the Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest. The winner in 10 minutes got 58.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Joey Chestnut did 5 minutes.
So half the time.
Yes. How many do you think he got?
Okay. This I'm going to assume he did not get more. I'm going to assume he got close. I'm going to say he had 52.
57.
50. Yeah, okay. There's an asterisk next. There's an asterisk.
57 in 5 minutes versus 58 in 10.
Yeah, okay. You've convinced me, Joey. Just in case there was any room for discussion. He's the GOAT. Like, that's the thing. People argue MJ, LeBron. People argue Brady and some other great QB.
Yeah.
People may even argue if they're really feeling frisky, they may argue Wayne Gretzky against somebody else.
Ooh, yeah, anybody else.
Yeah. But I got to tell you, there is no chance that anyone is a better hot dog devourer than Joey Chestnut.
I agree.
I mean, it's just not close. Before you ask me the question about the whole hot dog eating technique, let me get one last quick check.
Well, and the reason I ask that is like, are there condiments or is there things that don't belong on a hot dog versus...
Okay.
Because I've heard that debate can get pretty heated, and I don't know why.
Yeah, because people get heated about everything. All righty, looking at traffic and weather here. If you're going on and off Pensacola Beach, on and off Navarre Beach, that's about all we got going on. We did have some backups on Caroline Street or Highway 90 if you were traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, but that has seemingly cleared out.
Yeah, and 86 degrees right now, mostly cloudy. Rain does not look like it's going to be a factor for fireworks tonight. 93, the heat index right now. Overnight low will be 78. Thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Mix of sun and clouds, high 92. Heat index likely in the triple digits with a heat advisory going to be in effect once again. 5:56 here at News Radio Pensacola. All right, Austin, talking about hot dogs, do you have any strong opinions on the right way or the condiments that should or should not be on a hot dog? What's your preferred method and style and toppings?
I'm trying to think of all the stuff, whether it be just like a basic condiment or it be something a bit more loud. That you'll see on a hot dog, and I don't really have many complaints. I mean, like mustard, ketchup, sure, but then you've got like relish, and sometimes you'll see like caramelized onions on them,
right?
Chili. Some people put chili on it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've eaten and enjoyed all that. I don't really peppers. They'll put that on there. Well, that's like a sausage dog. That's more of like, you know, something.
Yeah.
That's more of a cousin of the hot dog. But either way, no, I'm not really picky when it comes to that.
The thing that I've heard, and I've heard a lot of people willing to die on this hill, is you cannot put ketchup on a hot dog.
Okay, I will say that is, I see why people say that.
I
prefer mustard on a hot dog.
That's fine, but like, ketchup. Why can't I put a ketchup on a hot dog? What is the reason?
I don't know. I think it's the same thing with like if you have like a bologna and cheese sandwich, right? Ham and cheese sandwich. Some people will put mustard on it, but if you put ketchup on it, a lot of people frown on that. Ketchup's a very polarizing thing with its like sweetness, I guess. But,
okay.
I mean, it's made for that type of food. I don't know why people get all bent out of shape.
I don't either. But if
now,
anybody,
some people put ketchup on their eggs, then we got a problem.
Yeah,
right? You do that.
Well, the only time I would be okay with ketchup on an egg is if the egg is part of like a sandwich.
Yeah, if it's part of a sandwich.
Like
or
if I'm going to Red Robin, I'm getting the Royal Red Robin with an egg on it. I'm getting ketchup on that too with the mayo.
No, that's one thing. But yeah, like just scrambled eggs. Let's put some ketchup on it.
I'm not in favor of that. But yes, my go-to hot dog is ketchup, mustard. I will make no apologies for that. And then chopped onions. And the chopped onions have to be very fine. I love them very fine. It's kind of quasi. I'm halfway to a full-on Chicago dog because they got relish and tomatoes. I don't need all that. But
yeah,
ketchup, mustard, and onion is my go-to.
That's pretty good. Time. It's reliable. Absolutely.
Some wacky stories here as we wind down in hour number two. A police officer in Germany was fired for a peculiar reason. A truck overturned on a highway in the country. The officer was assigned to secure the scene. The truck was carrying a large shipment of cheese. according to investigators, the officer drove a police minibus close to the damaged truck, opened the sliding door on the side, asked the employee of the salvage company working there to hand him several undamaged packages of cheese. Then he drove off. Each package weighing about 44 pounds, he made off with nearly 400 pounds of cheddar cheese, keeping some for himself and others for family and friends. Fired over 400 pounds of cheese.
Yeah, I don't know if that's worth it. But kind of like a Robin Hood vibe, you know. He steals, but then he gives.
Gives to the poor.
Yeah, absolutely. Assuming that, I don't know if you can measure someone's wealth in cheese, I suppose. Then a good news story here. A record number of centenarians, people who are 100, broke a world record in Italy. That's people who are at least 100 years old. 70 of them all got together in one spot to break it. And amazingly, everyone survived.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. Now we're closer to fireworks tonight. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up. We're back for final rundown of everything happening in your world today on Pensacola Right Now.